Neil, a bit of defending to do early on, but yeah, after that, you won with a little bit in hand.
Yeah, I think in the end we did. I thought first half, I thought they were the better side, if I'm honest. You know, and I had to get into them a little bit at half time. I think they knew it was coming. You know, they were one or two cringing a bit, and rightly so. I mean, we were passing a little bit tatty, and you know, we were too deep. We needed to push his game on 10, 15 yards in midfield and get after him. And I thought, you know, I thought the goal helped that. I thought when the goal, it really deflated them, the first goal. And then I thought as the game went on, you know, to score just after our time, it's a killer. You know, 2-0 is a mountain to climb from. And I thought after that, I thought we really bossed it.
Byron back in the side tonight, and he comes up with a goal. It was a fine header as well, wasn't it?
It was a great ball in the box as well. A great bit of persistence by Billy. Down the sides, he got his body in and held it up. Done well for us again tonight, Billy. He's worked the channels again. And it was a great ball into the box, and Sam's come in the back sticks, a great leap and good header.
And great for Sol Bamber. He's had a few chances from set pieces. He's not quite got his head on it. And tonight, he couldn't miss, could he? Tonight?
Yeah, well, the lads were joking. I mean, it's a cool coupon buster when Sol scores from a set player. But, Sol's been magnificent for us. And, you know, his athleticism and his experience and his pace at the back. As again tonight, he's got us out of trouble two or three times. And, you know, they look good as a pair.
A word for your goalkeeper, made two or three top quality saves in the first half that kept it level.
Well, he did, you know, and that's what he's there for him. But he's an outstanding young keeper, and like you said, he made two or three top class saves at 0-0, which, you know, which deflates them and gives us a boost. And, you know, it's exactly what happened. And as the game wore on, like I said, we got more and more into it. And in the end, I mean, it were three, it could have been anything, it could have been six.
You keep saying about championship experience and being able to play and understanding what this division's about. That to me just looked a very accomplished championship performance. You came here prepared to do the hard work and get the result.
Well, we knew the magnitude of it for them, and we knew the fact that they were under pressure. We respected the fact that they've got good players, because we have. I'm a little bit disappointed first half because we give them too much room. If you give good players room to play, they'll hurt you. But I thought as we got about it, you know, we responded well to, you know, what was said, because it needed saying. And I thought second half, I thought we really came on to them. And, you know, like I said, it were three, but it could have been anything upwards.
Five wins out of six on your travels now. I mean, that's some record, isn't it?
It's good. It's good for the lads. You know, obviously the supporters enjoy it. You know, they come, you know, ready to win now, because we've got ourselves in that position. Everybody believes that we're going to go forward, which is great, which is where you want your football club to be.
Another clean sheet as well. We're getting to say this quite a lot now. You must be pleased with that.
Well, that is the most important thing. You know, to come away from home and nil the opposition is the most important thing, because if you keep clean sheets, you can win football matches, and because we've got the players, I think, that can score goals.
Another accomplished performance from your midfield again tonight. Charlie Taylor looks more and more settled in that left-hand side role.
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, like I said before, and I honestly believe that, I think we've got the best midfield in the division, you know, and the young and perhaps, you know, a little bit naive at times. I thought his passing was a little bit tatty, and we made a couple of bad decisions, got caught in possession a little bit first half. But as the game wore on, just legs, you know, we get about the pitch and we get up the pitch and we get second balls and we play, you know, and they've got good craft. You know, Lewis Cook, for me, I thought he was outstanding tonight. You know, he covered every blade of grass.
We just take him for granted a little bit now. When it's only we notice when he does something wrong, really, and that's not too often.
Well, that's right. I mean, he goes away with England after the weekend, and I spoke to Gareth Southgate. You know, obviously I know Gareth from when I were at Palace, and I just said, look, you've got to look after him, because he's, you know, he's a main player for us, and he's important to us. And he's played a lot of football. He's played every game. He's only 18 years old. You know, and it's important that they do the right thing by us and make sure that he comes back safe.
I think there'll be plenty more of England chances for him, won't they, in the future?
I think so. I think you're right. I think with the potential that he's showing and the ability that he's got, there's no reason why he can't be a full international. There's no two ways about that.
No rest for the wicked. Blackpool coming up. You've got 2 days to get ready. Everyone pulled through, do you think?
Yeah. I mean, look, we've had one or two knocks and bumps, and you know, you're going to get that when you compete, but lads want to play. You know, they all want to be fit and available. They all want to be playing. So like I said, you know, we've got a couple coming back from injury as well. So, you know, we'll have a look at everybody on Thursday, Friday, see where we're at. And then, obviously, we'll pick a side for Blackpool.
Mercanti just give you a nudge off the bench, a goal.
Good. Yeah, it's what you want. It's the right response. You know, he came on and, you know, I've asked him to come on before in one or two positions. I know he's a striker. You know, I know he's an out-and-out striker. But sometimes when you play a bit differently, you've got to muck in, and I think he's learning that now, to be fair to him. And I'm pleased for him. He came on, got his goal, took it well, looked busy and bright again, you know. And when you've got Mirko doing that, you know, he's a real plus off the bench. You know, there's no reason why he can't start. So I just want them all mucking in and pulling together, because that is the way we'll be successful.
I know you're a man that's always looking forward, but be honest, you must just be thinking, if only there were another 10 games left.
Well, as we're going at the moment, yeah, because who knows, you know, we're in a good run. But I also know as well that, you know, around the corner there's always a defeat and a bad run if you're not careful in a Championship, because it's a good division, you know, it's a really good division. And I think we've probably done well in it, excelling it, because we've respected it.